Hello, my friends. Listen to this. Listen to how, like, the freaking volume knob for some reason controls the pan. Now, this isn't a new mic. It's just going to shit. I mean, that's the only thing that's going to shit about it, though. Besides, you have the, if you, like, turn it up high enough, you can notice the preamp hiss or what, hum. Anyway, today we are going to be messing with Marvel Realms Zero Stealth. And I'm going to give you my commentary and my critique. And I do have some things I'd like to say about it. I'm pretty sure you guys will agree. Anyway, well, let's go ahead. Okay, let's go ahead and do this. I will sometimes root my speech. I just don't have it rooted right now because I don't find a reason to. So.
MBDA root shell replay button.
Play the game. Now, you know what annoys me right here? I'm going to show you what annoys me real quick.
Menu,
so I used to be able to... I used to have a
subscription.
I just rebought a new one. But I used to have one, right? And I used to play this game, Road to Sanctuary. Road to Cassowary. Road to the Aviary. Anyway, can't play it now.
You are not permitted to play this game, but errors occur. You must unlock the following achievements to access this product.
So!
Helicopter sound, drone to sanctuary, unlock from the
explain that!
Okay, button.
After I have a score, let's...
I bet you I
have a score.
Top rank, you have no personal high score recorded for this game yet. Top rank achievements
button. What?
Clear, achieve global set achievements. You have global settings button, change to exit the game.
But I did! I played this game!
Global settings button, change settings that apply to all games globally.
What the hell? Okay. That's weird. I know for a fact I played this game. I may even have recordings of it, but I don't remember. Anyway, here we are. Now I'm even more mad. Okay. And you really don't want me mad. You guys focus a lot. See, basically, I'm going to tell you right now. Zero Hour Assault. Whoa, hello. Don't play that game. Zero Stealth and Road to Sanctuary are basically the same damn thing. They're very close to each other. Literally the mechanics, the everything, dude. Like, come on, guys. Just make a game. Based off of this, just make like a Call of Duty or whatever. You make this its own game, because if you're gonna make two games in a row, hell, if you count the third game, Downtown Demolition, you could count that one. But at the same time, meh. I mean, I don't really. Downtown Demolition is kind of hard, to be honest for me. It's kind of hard. Okay, I'm gonna be honest, because the spread of your weapons, the spread, the aiming spread, your targets are not that long. But sometimes, you know, it's not that difficult. Now I'm gonna give you my critique about this game. And I'm gonna give it to you while I'm playing.
Hey, I'll keep your PDA up to date with the objectives you need to complete. Just walk over to the destination points, and your PDA will automatically send the signal to claim that site.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that's speech-to-speech using 11 Labs, because I could kind of tell. I mean, it's not bad, though. She just sounds bored sometimes. Okay, so, number one problem I have with this. I'm immediately going to start finding a car. I'm immediately going to get attacked, and I need to know exactly what the hell I'm doing. Give me a sec. Got it. Do you know how long it took me to learn that? Several hours! To actually get the sniping capabilities down. Second problem I have with this game, you want to know what I have, the biggest problem, the biggest gripe I have with this game? Look at this.
40,688
health. I just took damage! 10,000 points of damage! And if I were to get shot by bullets, I would take less damage. Look at that.
32,568.
Wow! I hate that! Oh great, and I'm getting shot at. You know, this is absolutely upsetting. And I hear that. Fuck, why'd I jump? Oh my god, I'm dead! See? I'm getting shot at and I'm taking less damage than if I were to pop! I take less fucking damage by getting shot, by getting rammed by a car, I take less damage. What is wrong with you guys? What in what world is this okay? Because I want to let you know, you can fly very high with this thing. Look at this. Whee! Not even a quarter of that. Isn't that wild? Not even a quarter of that. Okay, this is the highest you can go. I wonder what if I died, instant die? Let's find out. Yep, instant death. Now, granted, that makes... I don't like that. I still don't like that. I feel like it should take, what, 75% of your health. That's okay. But instant death? Now, granted, I get the realism, and I appreciate it. But what I don't appreciate is the fact that you take damage from falling very little.
Okay, button.
Okay?
Select the item, play button, exit the game, display button.
Can't stand that. Let's do it.
Hey, I'll keep your PDA up to
41,000 damage! Your default health is 50,000. Shut the fuck up. There needs to be a shut up button to get you to shut up, because I don't need to hear that every single time. It should detect if you've played this game. It should detect if you've played this game before, so I don't have to keep hearing her talk to me. It's okay if she talks to me about if I finish the quest. Yeah, no matter how bored she sounds, okay? But I don't want to hear it. Every time I draw my RPG...
RPG launcher equipped.
You can easily bluff yourself with that RPG. Be careful.
No shit! Okay, you already told me that 10,000 times. That's not a big problem, though. I really don't care. Like, everything else in this game, I really don't have a huge issue with. It's the main... The fact that I take 10,000... points of damage just by going
33,000.
Oh my god. And fuck you. I don't know if that guy's a friend or foe.
North.
Because so you know game what confuses me about this game? Oh, also fun fact, the first several times I played this game, I played it with an Xbox remote. And there is an issue. Let me show you. So the back button.
Xbox Series X controller recognized.
The back button opens your PDA. Okay? But when you go back to exit out of it, it reopens again because the keybind's fucked up. Let's look at this. Oh yeah. That feels fucking great. There's a couple other problems I'd like to detail here that I have a problem with. You guys gotta fix that. You guys really have to fix that shit, please. Like, even if I'm on the pause menu, you know what I would prefer, Sonorous Arts, if in fact you are listening to this? I would prefer all of this being the fucking pause menu! I would appreciate the PDA. You know what? I don't care. I would appreciate that. I would actually rather the PDA and the fucking upgrades section be in this menu, because it's easy to access. Rather than making two different sets of keybinds for this, okay? We're going to go ahead, and we're just going to go ahead. Oh, fuck, I did not mean to do that. So I have a problem with this. I have another problem. I just remembered. I have a problem with these keybinds.
Oh!
Wow! Perfect time for that to happen. Why am I so pissed off? I don't know. Maybe it's that fall damage thing you guys... Attempt 2 of 10. Dear God! Okay. Give me a sec. Give me a sec.
Marvel Realms.exe dialog. Marvel Realms. Close the program. Rest. Virtual record.
Give me a sec. So.
NVDA rulers. Loading Marvel Realms.
The main problem is the fact that
Marvel Realms 1.6.0.
The fall damage. I'm still pissed off about that. I'm still very much angry about that. It's stupid. It ends your game prematurely. Hello.
Please disable screen. Marvel Realm 1.6.0.
Hello. Hi. I'm here for the interview.
Recognizing blank. Marvel Realm 1.6.0.
Why did I think OCR was going to do anything? Okay. We're going to restart our Wi-Fi. Might be that issue. I hope that doesn't make the recording vanish. Give me a sec. Okay. Let's hope that didn't fuck things up. I am very much... Oh, God. I can't believe this.
NVDA rules shown. Loading Xbox Series X controller recognized. Messages on LO's Marvel Realms.exe size. 34 point...
Oh, give me a sec. Ah! It was my
NVDA rules shown. Quick button. Game categories button. Newly available game settings. Game categories button.
So,
game categories. Categories. Battle of Glory button. Let
me take a quick second. Right. Battle of Force. Battle of Glory. Battle of Glory. Right button. Battle of Glory. Right button. I need to remember exactly what gripe I have.
Battle of Glory button. Battle of Glory. 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 Battle
of Glory. Battle of Glory.
Battle of Glory. Battle of Glory. Battle of Glory. Battle of Glory.
Battle of Glory. Battle of Glory. Battle of Glory. Battle of Glory. Battle of
Glory. There's only one thing in here. And there's
Battle of Glory button. Force. Battle of Games menu, go back button, endless defense button, play asterisk, throw to asterisk, downtown to asterisk, zero, tilt, go back button.
Four. There's four games in here.
Battle of Force, part button, view the game list for.
There's two games in here, and they're both free because everybody knows that those are not as exciting. I almost said boring, but that would have been mean. Xenoscope only has one. Very good job. Very good job, you guys. Okay, we're gonna go in here. Zero stealth.
Zero stealth. Read the game documentation.
I would have actually liked a tutorial and a way better learn game sounds option. I would have actually
read the game
liked
button.
To be able to read the, read the game's documentation from the pause menu. Would also be a nice thing.
Game documentation. No keyboard controls.
The pause menu is way too crap right
game
now.
Controller bindings. Enter. Asterisk, asterisk, controller bindings.
Controller bindings.
Due to the need for many controls, there is an additional mode you can enable which will asterisk, asterisk, controller bindings are not complete yet. Asterisk, asterisk.
Not complete yet. Now, you guys should probably remove that because it looked pretty complete to me, aside from a little bit of bugginess. Okay, I'm gonna remap these controls for you guys, for you guys over there at Sonar Swords. I'm gonna remap this shit. Good job. Yeah, walk, use left stick.
Run, press and keep holding the left shoulder. Upon pressing the left shoulder, if you're aiming at the target, you will learn about the object and how much to the top of the line in percentage.
I mean, it's kind of weird because you get that weird spam.
Walk, run, press and keep holding the left shoulder. Upon pressing the left shoulder, if you're aiming at the target, you will learn about the object and how much to the top of the line in percentage.
So that's like grave accent. Is my speech rooted? I don't really have a huge gripe with it.
To stop running, release the left shoulder. Upon releasing the left shoulder, your character will attempt to snap the neck of the closest human soldier you are facing.
That's pretty cool.
To jump or activate jetpack with the extra mode disabled, press A.
So, here's my big gripe right here. Put the PDA and put the fucking...
To move forward while the jetpack descends down, while deactivate the jet, to turn to the nearest sub, to turn constant, to use vertical, to aim up or down, to check the camera to your indication of interact with ops, to your health, press track to destiny, to fire currently to your rounds, to fire currently to your rounds, load to check the status of your reload, to check the status of your load, your current to switch weapons, with the extra mode, to your name of the description of the item you are looking at, with the extra name of the description of your currently equipped weapon, with the extra mode enabled, press A.
Do you know what? This pisses me off. This is wild. Okay, so, if you want to jump or use your jetpack, you can't. You fucking can't. Now, you might be saying, okay, well then just press down arrow. You have to press up arrow to switch to the extra mode. Or you have to press, excuse me, you have to make sure you're in default to do that. Now, what I would do if I were you, Sonorous Arts, I would take that jump button and I would, no, actually, I would bring the grapple button over. Because if in order to press the grapple button, you have to switch to the other. You have to switch to the other mode, and I hate that. Because if I'm in a car situation, if I'm having a car chase after me, I want to be able to use that thing right away. But I can't because I have to hit up arrow first. Yay! That's exciting. And then if I hit up arrow, I can't hit A to jump or escape from anything. Very nice. I hate that. Fix it immediately, dude. Here's the thing. I'm okay with the alternate controls. I want up arrow's alternate controls being used for non-emergency purposes only. So everything that's non-emergency related goes there. So the PDA, the upgrade menu, put that in the alternate controls so I don't, because those are not emergencies. I do not need, oh God, I need to look at my PDA. No. Take the grapple button and move it down to the normal fucking default thing because I don't like how I have to hit B.
Okay, not a huge problem. They
don't give you really good indication. You know what they should do? Vertical aiming tutorial. Hi, we're Sonorous Arts. We'd like to tell you how to properly fucking aim in this game. Okay, no, that was a little bit too mean. But the point is, you guys, I don't like how difficult it was to initially learn that. Because they don't... I mean, they tell you how to do it, but it's like...
Use vertical turn constantly. Use the right stick. The further you push the stick, the faster you turn.
Okay, whatever.
To turn to the nearest subcardinal direction with the extra mode disabled. Deactivate the jetpack. To turn to the nearest subcardinal direction with the extra mode disabled. Press the D-pad left or right to deactivate the jetpack. Release A. To descend down while the jetpack is active, hold the left stick backwards. To move forward while the jetpack to descend downward, deactivate the jetpack release.
That's another thing I hate. If you hold down the joystick and then, like, let's say you're free falling, you know, you're using your jetpack and you're hold down the joystick on the down, right? Hold it on down, on down low, but hold it backwards, whatever. I don't know how to say it correctly. Okay. Anyway, so you're holding it down and you're like, oh shit, I'm free falling. Better use a jetpack. Well, if you hold down A or whatever, and this even happens in the keyboard combination too, if you need to make sure you hold down after you hold down the jetpack button, because otherwise it's not going
to
work.
To deactivate the jetpack, release A. To descend, move forward while the jetpack is active, hold the left stick forwards.
To deactivate the jetpack,
release turn to the nearest subcardinal direction with the extra mode disabled, press the D-pad left or right.
Left or right, to snap left or right. I'd rather just have the ability to be able to turn faster. I do not like how slowly I turn in this game. It's not normal mainstream turning speed. I hate it. I get you want to be precise, but make your targets larger! I mean, I just hate how slow you turn!
To turn constantly, use the right stick. The further you push the stick, the faster you turn.
Bullshit.
To use vertical aiming, hold the right shoulder, release the stop. To aim up or down, use the right stick.
Okay, aim up or down.
To check the camera's current facing and decrease with the extra mode disabled, press the right stick. To hear an indication,
I never use that.
And decrease. To aim up or down, use the right stick.
I don't care about
to
that.
Check the camera's current facing and decrease with the extra mode disabled, press the right stick.
I don't understand why that's a thing. Because I would always just hear or listen. I get why it'd be important for like other games, but not this.
Your indication of your height from the ground with the extra mode enabled. Press the left stick. The first beep indicates the height of the ground, and the second beep indicates where you are relative.
I never use that either, but it could be useful.
To interact with objects, press start.
I don't like that interact button. I would rather that be X, to be honest, or triangle. Yeah. You know what? Triangle or Y or however the hell you say it. Button number two or whatever. That should be your interact. That's always interact in every single video game. Or excuse me. I might be being too broad here, but like literally in all these video games that I play, Last of Us, Grand Theft Auto, Bully, you know, just a bunch of different fighting games, not just fighting games, excuse me, those were not fighting games that I just listed off. What is wrong with me? Anyway, so a bunch of those games, that's your interact button. Please change that. Just make the fucking thing customizable, dude. Just make it pause, dude. Make it pause.
To track the destination point, press and hold X.
I don't hate it, but I don't like it either.
To fire a currently equipped weapon, press slash hold the right trigger.
Okay, here's where I have a problem with, though. Vertical aiming should be set to left trigger, not reload. Because the main reason I say this is because in shooting games, I'm often finding myself holding down the left trigger to aim and then firing with the right. It's just more comfortable. Please just let me freaking remap my controls.
So you're downloaded into the number of magazines you have for the currently equipped weapon. Press and release Y.
Yeah, don't really. Like I said, make that start.
So check the status of your ripper rig. Press and hold Y.
Okay, and that is basically, that just means like your jetpack or whatever weapon mounted thing.
To reload your currently equipped weapon, press the left trigger.
Press the left trigger.
To switch weapons with the extra mode enabled, press the D-pad left or right.
I don't like this because, and the reason I don't like this is because I have to tap the right trigger to switch to it. So, you know, in a normal mainstream game, I would just tap left and right arrow. And by the way, it should not take that long to switch your weapons. I mean, granted, these are critiques that I honestly don't have a problem with. I mean, I do have a problem with it, but I can live. I'll live. Okay? I will live. What I do not like is the gravity. Or, excuse me, is the fact that you take 10,000 points of damage. I almost felt like screaming that. When you fall from very low. That is very blindy audio game-like, and I hate it. You know what other games had that? Survive the Wild had that. You can jump 6 tiles, but if you fell from 3, you got hurt. I hate that. All these audio games that have a fall system, fix that shit immediately. And I mean immediately.
The name of the description of the item you are looking at with the extra mode disabled. Press the left stick.
I never use this because I don't have time to do that because I'm being shot.
The name of the description of your currently equipped weapon with the extra mode enabled. Press A.
Please, 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 for the love of God, keep that. Now you know what? I don't even know. Fucking. Make that a thing that you view in the pause menu because I don't even know if I like the fact that my jump button is being sacrificed if I switch to the other mode. Or just freaking make it square or X. You know what button I'm talking about.
To announce your direction or destroy a weapon holder with the extra mode enabled, press the right stick.
I don't care about
that. Display the PDA with the extra mode disabled. Press and release key. To display the upgrade stuff with the extra mode disabled. Press and hold key. To fire your grappling hook with the extra mode enabled. Press and release key. To release slash edit the grappling hook with the extra mode enabled. Press and hold key. To toggle pause. Press back. Mouse controls. Header.
Okay. So we're just gonna go.
Select an item. Choose an item. Exit the gameplay button.
If you guys want the full fucking readme, you can play the game. Or excuse me, you can download the game.
Read the play
fucking. I don't know. Shut up. Leave me alone. Okay. I'm gonna use a keyboard because I have better luck.
I'll keep your PDA up to date with the objectives you need to complete.
Okay.
Just walk over
Shut
to
up.
The destination point.
Hi.
And your PDA will automatically send the signal to claim that site.
You know what I hate? I'm gonna hold down left stick. I'm gonna hold down the right stick left to turn left. Don't you love how slow that is?
East, north, 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 west, west. 307
Approximately. I'm using the joystick. I'm using the keyboard. Because you really don't get enough vibration with the controller, or else I'd use it. You get some vibration. Fun fact.
Did I do that?
Yes. Yes, you did, Mr. 11 Labs voice. Hey, that's okay. I respect that. I use 11 Labs voices in my skits too. Okay. So notice that that is your aiming indicator. It's you use tab. Oh, also, you might be wondering, the audio sounds different. Yeah, that's because it has this thing called Dolby Mixing! Dolby Downmix! And it's not enabled by default, unfortunately. You don't even know it exists. I didn't even know it existed until today. Now, it does do weird inverting things. It's not like true 3D, unfortunately.
NPC helicopter loading.
Is that guy... Oh, shit. So, you want to make it... It's an octave... Fucking stop!
NPC helicopter loading.
Oh, shit!
RPG.
See? Now, see how much damage I took? That's reasonable, right? But it's not reasonable, the fact that if I were to fall, I would take that much more. Or I would take... Get out of my face! Fuck, I'm slow at the reaction.
Three rounds out of five. Fire Panther Logan M19, 11 pistols, 6. Fire Panther Logan M19. Fire Panther.
Like, this game is basically the same as Road to Sanctuary, except it's... I like it more, in my opinion.
PDA, new PDA entries, general info, PDA online, 154.
Oh, shit! Dude, why?
Can
I just...
Fire Panther
Quit stalking me, dude.
15 degrees to the left, 12 degrees, 2 degrees to the right is the approximate navigation direction.
Now, notice that the recording that you heard... You were not able to the jetpack sounded way better in the recording, because it wasn't... Okay, hold on. Now I have to hold... See, I'm holding down D to go... I'm holding down S to go down, but... And since I hit space, it doesn't recognize. I have to hold down S while I'm holding space. You know, instead of holding down first, and then just, like, holding down space. What the fuck? Why is my remote vibrating? Ow. We're gonna turn that off. Okay. That's another thing. You guys need to have a release check. You guys need to have a vibration chain. You guys need to have a thing that notices, hey, you're paused. We're gonna stop vibrating your remote for ya.
Exit the main menu, exit the main menu, resume button. Exit the main settings button, exit the main menu button, resume button.
Okay. I hate this. I don't like the jetpack at all. Okay.
Mercedes 300.
Fuck.
West Mercedes 300.
Dude, really?
FN fallback, southwest. Mercedes 300.
Southwest. Dude, go west, away! West, Mercedes 300. Why?
Mercedes
Dude.
300.
I hate this. Move! Can I please get some fucking breathing room here?
10 degrees to the left is the approximate navigation threat.
Another down. How has it been so far?
Oh, this is a sound that you don't...
Gotta be honest, I expected better resistance.
Yeah, you know what doesn't make sense? Sometimes you'll hear that, or sometimes you can collect the thing. You could collect the objective, or get to the objective before you even fight anything sometimes, and he'll be like, oh, I feel bad for those bastards. Like, I'm like, hold on, wait, did you fight anybody? Oh, granted, I get it. That's just the automatic thing.
Exit, resume button.
I don't know. You guys should just... Okay. Let's see if I can make it. I can't usually make it to the second one because it's so fucking far away. And there's like no way to get there besides using your jetpack, but it doesn't have a lot of fuel. Like it recharges fast, but it doesn't. I don't even know if you don't.
1 degree to the left is the approximate. 1 degree to the left is the approximate navigation direction. 1 degree to the left is the approximate navigation direction.
Please don't attack me. Please don't attack me. Please don't.
1 degree to the left is the approximate navigation direction.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Load one degree to the left is the approximate navigation direction.
You know, I'd like...
Jetpack charge, 51%. Jetpack charge, 43%. Jetpack active.
Let me go down. Let me go down.
Jetpack charge to...
Oh my god, I'm so dead.
Jetpack.
I'm dead.
13,550 north.
It actually didn't kill me.
West.
That killed me! Notice how a fall from that deadly height didn't kill me? But the fall from, like, a tiny little height... Please fix that. Please fucking fix that immediately. I'm gonna lose my shit. This is how I die, by the way, you guys. This is how I die mostly every single time is because of the jetpack. It's because of that. It's not because of the enemies. It's not because it's...
I'll keep your PDA up to date with the objectives you need to complete. Just walk over to the destination points.
I'm not gonna do
that.
And your
PDA will automatically send a signal to claim that site.
Oh, by the way. What the fuck does that mean?
Radio tower, eastern wall. Radio tower, radio.
Oh, when you try to fire, it just does that. Okay. So, fun.
Radio tower, eastern. Radio tower. Northwest. Radio tower, eastern. North. Radio tower, eastern wall. Northwest.
So.
Radio tower, eastern wall.
Watch.
Rooftop of radio tower. Apple Force of Wilderness, 50,000 health.
Well, hold on.
RPG launcher equipped.
You can easily bluff yourself with that RPG. Be careful.
So what you want to do is you want to match it. Boop, 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 boop. Boop, 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 boop. I used to think, hey, why isn't it working? I thought you had to match the tone exactly. No, you have to match it. But the thing is, for this radar thing, it's an octave lower, and so it's confusing, right?
Exit the main menu settings button. Exit the resume button.
So you have to know music theory, apparently. No, that's a good thing. That's C sharp. I'm pretty sure. I don't know what that sound means. Also,
game pause. Choose learn game sounds, but settings button. Learn game sounds. Friends, enemy, NPC in range.
You can't view this outside of the actual game, which I hate. I've never heard that.
Friendly.
I've never heard that. Like, what is that supposed to be?
Enemy, NPC.
Is that supposed to be pitched way the fuck down? Because if so, then why the fuck isn't it pitched the fuck down?
Friendly.
I don't get these two.
Enemy, NPC in range. Friendly, NPC in range. Objective completed. Door indicator. Weapons cabinet. Drop item. Interactable object in range. Drop item. Interact. Interact. Height. Jetpack thrust. Height from ground indicator. Jetpack engine. Mounted gun indicator. Mounted gun restored. Go back button. Mounted. Mounted gun restored. Go back button. Game pause. To exit the main menu button. Resume button.
This game makes me so mad sometimes. Oh my god, it turns so fucking slowly. I hate it.
NPC helicopter moving M4 car. Rooftop of radio tower.
So you want to match it?
NPC helicopter moving M4. Rope.
Oh shit, I'm walking. I'm walking!
Radio.
Oh, this is fucking great. I fucking love this. Oh, by the way, your health doesn't regenerate until you're at like 25,000. They didn't see when they said that your health.
NPC helicopter moving M4 carbine assault. NPC helicopter moving M4 carbine assault rifle.
Oh my god. Okay, so hi. Why can't I see you? Why can I see you if I jump, but I can't see you if I aim? What the fuck?
32,730.
Well, that's why. Wait, that's. Where am I?
You aren't targeting anything.
What? How do you?
You aren't looking at anything. Upgrades. Purchase weapon upgrades with weapon upgrades closed. 32,000 upgrades. Purchase weapon parts. Zero. Range bonus total plus zero.
I've never gotten any weapon parts.
32,700.
I've never actually gotten any sort of reward for free. For.
Radio tower door.
Oh, fucking great.
North, northwest, southwest, south.
Oh my god. I pressed F instead of fucking X. Oh my god. Why isn't it left control or right control, by the way? Like, why? Why is it F? Why the fuck is it F?
Hey, I'll keep your PDA up to date with the objectives you need to
complete. F is usually an interaction button.
To the destination points,
and Crazy Party, and fucking other games. And I think even Last of Us, the interact button is F. Why the fuck is the fire button F? What kind of controls are you using? Like, just, dude, if you don't want me complaining about this, please just allow us to remap. I don't understand why we can't remap our own controls.
West, northwest, north, northeast.
Fuck. Fuck. Why? Thank you. Get the fuck out of here. Ugh. I don't even know what else to demo for you guys, to be honest.
Okay.
Fuck you, dude. I did like how the shells, like... Yeah, for some reason, in some people's games, audio games, when they fire a weapon, the bullet shells, you hear them at the spot that they're supposed to be. Like, so let's say, in Toomey's game, what the fuck is it? Warfront. Or CS, or whatever the fuck. Basically, if you fire a weapon, you hear the bullet drop, or you hear the bullet shell where the range ends, and it doesn't make any fucking sense, because why the fuck is the bullet shell, why is the casing itself landing? So let's say I'm firing a weapon from here, and then you hear the bullet shells over here. That doesn't make any sense! Now, this game actually does it right, because the bullet shells should always drop right next to you. And in fact, I like the mechanic, and where sometimes the bullet shells eject from random sites. That's cool. I don't like the fucking mean ass. How do I know when there's a friendly thing going on? I know that. Shut up, please. Please shut up. You know, I'm not even gonna try collecting objectives. I'm just gonna fucking kill things. But the problem is they respawn. They respawn at the same fucking place, and I hate it. Dude, trying to ram me, huh? You know what I love? That I can't even fucking kill this guy. I don't like that. Dude! Oh, I can grapple. I'm an idiot. That's right. And of course the helicopter's shooting at me now. And I'm still taking less damage than I would if I were to just fall from a small height. Isn't that great? Come here! Come here, bitch! Oh, I can't hold it. I can't press shift while I'm dashing. I can't hit. I can't press C. Well, thank you. I don't like this. So, I don't like that one. Because look, this is why I don't like it. Oh, no, please.
Two rounds out of six with two magazines remaining in reserve.
Look how... I'd rather have my rifle. I'd rather have my rifle. Why does this game tell you, oh, you're gonna collect better weapons? You're gonna collect better weapons! Oh, by the way, this weapon is stuck in the air. Watch. Why is it in air? I'm gonna take damage. Fuck!
West.
Fuck! Why can't I grab my weapon back?
31 jetpack charge.
Oh yay! Just took damage again. That guy needs a shit-ass weapon. Why the fuck am I getting worse weapons than I already owned in the beginning? Like, I'm just gonna stick with my default fucking set. This is bullshit.
RPG 1. NPC.
And now I can't find it. I think it disappeared. Fucking great. Come here, bitch. Come here. Fuck you. That's what I think. Alright, who's next? You?
NPC helicopter moving M4. NPC helicopter moving.
Why are you hovering so low to the ground, dude?
NPC.
Come here! Ugh!
Mercedes 300 scene moving.
Nope, didn't hit him. Bye, bitch.
Empty, empty. Empty.
Dude! Why is it... this aiming system, I really do not like. Why? Why? Why do I get a split second to fucking react? Wait, what the fuck is that?
RPG launcher, acquire 3 weapon parts, total 5, red M9 semi-auto handgun equipped. Red M9 semi-auto handgun, RPG launcher equipped. SMW model 6, SMW model 66 revolver, red M9 semi-auto handgun equipped. 9 rounds out of 12 with 4 magazines remaining in reserve.
Okay, this is better. Okay, so it really is semi-automatic. Okay.
Mercedes 300.
Come here!
Red M19 auto handgun, acquired 2 weapon parts, total 7, M19 11 pistol equipped. 5 rounds out of 10, 2 magazines remaining in reserve.
No! Dude, look, I hate, why? Great.
5 rounds out of 3 rounds out of 10 with 2 magazines.
I'm stuck with a shitty fucking weapon.
10 rounds out of 10 with 1. South. Southeast.
What the fuck? You just disappeared. You really? Damn it!
Northwest. West. Northwest.
What the fuck is a snap 180 degrees
west.
Key?
Northwest. West. Northwest. West.
I love it.
South. South. East. East. South. South. Southwest.
Come here. I bet you have childbearing hips. Come here, car. I like how a car is shooting pistols or whatever the hell. Do I want that though?
Bolo loading M1911 pistol, 24.9. Extra magazine for M1911 pistol. 9 rounds out of 10 with 5 magazines remaining in reserve.
Why can you aim that low? How do I destroy this car? Do I just wait for it to be destroyed? What is that? What does that mean? No, okay, I guess I couldn't do that. God, I really don't like this pistol. I want my rifle back.
Southeast, east.
See how this is hard enough, and I haven't even collected my first objective?
151 degrees to the northeast, north, 87 degrees to the northwest, 42 degrees to the west, 2 degrees to the right.
I would like it to tell you approximately 42 tiles away, or approximately 48 tiles away. Why can't you give me an estimate? I would actually really like that.
2 degrees to the right is the approximate navigation direction. 2 degrees to the right is the approximate navigation direction. 2 degrees to the right is the approximate navigation direction.
Oh my god.
7561 health.
7561 health. Oh, another thing. The regen is way too... The health regeneration is way too fucking slow.
7621 health. 7626 health. 7636 health. 7641 health.
Way too slow, dude. Especially if the goal is 25,000, half your maximum health that I started with.
So 2 degrees to the right is the approximate. 2 degrees to the right is the approximate navigation direction.
Come on, dude. Where the hell... Oh my god, I hate how slow I am.
You dead?
Oh!
You've got 57,977 score posted. Endgame results. Here are your endgame results. Your results for this game are as follows. You achieved a total of 57,000. You're still on position 3 on the leaderboard.
Oh, yeah, I'm third place, bitches. Fuck you. Okay. So, I'm done. Because I just wanted to say, you guys, that I know you guys, like, Marvel Realm, you guys have worked very hard on this, okay? But there are some mechanics that I do not like. And just because I'm screaming at it doesn't mean I hate the game. And, you know, this is a great game. This is fantastic, dude. In fact, you know, I like a lot of the things about it. Like, you know, the different enemies I could fight, the different ways I could kill them. That's cool to me. That's cool. But there's just a bunch of things for me to complain about, and I don't want that. You know, at least if you guys could just fix some of those things. Primarily the fall damage. Please lower that shit, dude. That is a game-ending thing. Notice that I have not died to anything else except for that. Except for that. Fucking ridiculous, dude. Okay, game's great, though. This isn't, you know, this is constructive criticism. And, you guys should definitely play this. Definitely would not say don't play it. Because I'm not, you know, not a bad person. But yeah, definitely play this game. You know, support the developers. But please, developers, please, for fuck's sake, please fix the issues. Thank you very much. I think this is the end, though.